Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's a potentially record-breaking heat wave baking the western United States right now. It's only June 1st, and temperatures are running 15 to 20 degrees above normal in California's Central Valley. Fresno could hit 106 degrees today. That is hotter than the forecast for the desert here in Phoenix. The other weather story of note today is that the Atlantic hurricane season is now officially underway. Jeff Huffman is director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, welcome back.
Hello, Peter.
And we spoke many times during the 2020 season. It was historically active, 30 named storms. What does 2021 look like?
Well, the forecast is for likely an above-average season. In fact, all reputable forecast agencies are predicting that. Even NOAA is saying there's a 70% confidence level in the forecast for the numbers that are well above the normals. And even those normals, Peter, have been shifted or changed because we're now in a new decade, and they update those 30-year running averages every 10 years. So The confidence is quite high that some of the same factors that led to the historic season last year are still in place this year, although there are indications that it will not be as active as last year, thankfully. But nonetheless, another active year in the Atlantic Basin is likely on tap.
What do we see in the Atlantic right now? Any storms brewing?
Nothing brewing right now. We've already had our first named storm of the season. That was Anna about 2 weeks ago. But thankfully, conditions are relatively quiet. We are seeing an uptick in moisture in the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. The rainy season, of course, in the southeast is beginning in the next week or two. So we'll be watching for, of course, tropical storms this time of year. Just a reminder that even though the season begins today, most of the hurricanes and nearly all of the major hurricanes occur in August, September, and October. So we still can see activity, obviously, this early in the season, but it's a six-month season. So just because it begins today, we need to stay prepared for the next 6 months.
Right. There was a change this year. Forecasters are no longer going to be using the Greek alphabet to name storms as they did last year when they exhausted the traditional alphabet. There were so many storms. So why is that? Why no more Greek alphabet?
Well, I think it was because the idea did not give consideration to a Greek alphabet storm needing to be retired. And we had that occur last year. So once one of those letters is taken away from the Greek alphet, it kind of left them with a decision to make. And I think they've made a change to now include other names like we have during the season. But this is going to be like an auxiliary list that's pulled from only as needed if we exhaust the regular storm names of the year.
At the start of this six-month storm season, what's your message for people as they get ready for, you know, what might be ahead?
Well, just remember, the accuracy of the seasonal forecast is slightly higher than 50%. I did a study on this a few years ago, and we've seen numerous seasons where there's been an example of the number of storms that form in the Atlantic does not always correlate to how many may make landfall in any particular location. For example, last year, a historic season, and we know the Gulf Coast, especially Louisiana, was hit hard with five storms. Other large population areas of our country were relatively unharmed. So just remember that every year we prepare the same, and we are in a period of more active hurricanes than normal, even though those normals may be changing. And we've also seen several more intense hurricanes. So we still have time to prepare, and I encourage anyone who's in a hurricane-prone area to spend the next week or two doing what you can to prepare for the season ahead.
Season runs from June 1st to November 30th, so I'm sure we're going to be speaking again, but let's hope not too often. Jeff Huffman,
I would agree.
Director and Chief Meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, thank you.